Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 811 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. The Gulf Breeze News publisher, Lisa Newell, joins us every Thursday at this time to preview what's in the paper. Lisa, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning. So if you are traveling toward Pensacola on Highway 98 and you realize, oh, I want to go and visit one of the businesses that they're on the other side of the bridge, you now are going to have a way to do that. Because the Gulf Breeze City Council voted on Monday, they're going to open up Wayside Park just for traffic to turn around. So that whole area has been a construction zone with Skanska. And Skanska has said, hey, we're finished. But they're really not, because they still have subcontractors out there launching these flat-bottom boats to go out and check these lighting systems. They also have a lot of equipment under there. So it's really not safe to go down there and, you know, enjoy the underneath area that they have created underneath the bridge. But you will be able to go down there and use it to turn around.
Excellent. Yeah, we were talking with Sam Abel about this earlier in the week, and that's great news in my opinion, because that's the first functionality that the public is going to be able to use. And, of course, eventually it's going to be all kinds of stuff. But you can turn around going southbound into Gulf Breeze and go back across the bridge again if you want. And, as you said, you can avoid going on the bridge if you want to see some of the businesses or get access to them. That's great news. You also have a story about eminent domain, something the county doesn't very often do but did do in one case, right?
It does sound like it's a lot. I mean, you think, oh, no, the county's taking our land. What they're actually doing is they're taking some easements from 12 homeowners who live near the Eglin property where they're planning to dump the effluent. They had made an agreement years ago to dump effluent, get it out of the Sound, which, unfortunately, that's just been continuing that they've had to dump their treated effluent into the Sound. They made this agreement to dump it onto some land on the reservation, on the Eglin Reservation, but they had to go through some properties, and of course they're going to pay these homeowners supposedly fair market value to get this, you know, to put this effluent onto Eglin. So it doesn't sound like, you know, it's going to take anyone's home or anything like
that.
Just easements.
Yeah, and you know, Tom Danhauser was pretty clear about this in the meeting where they said, look, this isn't, you know, this isn't a huge deprivation. This is just easement access. And as you said, you know, when the government takes your property or even an easement across your property to put in something like this, they still have to pay you. They can't take it for nothing. They do have to pay you fair market value. So annoying though it might be from the property owner's perspective, it's, you know, sometimes it is justified. You got a story about the new baseball coach at the high school?
We have a new baseball coach, and his name is Randall Fant. And he served some time. He was drafted by the Astros a long time ago. He did play 3 years of minor league ball. He's a Texan, and he is coming. I think he's already started, actually. Moved here with his wife and two little girls, and he's going to be the new Gulf Breeze High School baseball coach. So welcome to Coach Fant.
Oh, very cool. You also, sort of the other side of the coin, you had a kind of a sad story about a former elementary school teacher.
Yes, Jim Singleton, Mr. Singleton, was at Gulf Breeze Elementary School for over 30 years, and after he retired, he came back as a volunteer. So he has coached and been, you know, a part of so many students' lives. Anyway, he died at the age of 80, and they're going to have a big celebration of his life on Wednesday, June the 14th, at the Gulf Breeze Elementary School cafeteria. So it should be quite an event. He was a very large, larger-than-life figure. He had a big, booming voice, and he just, you know, knew every kid's name. Oh. I just don't know how he did it. And followed them through their high school and everything. Such a big figure. So Mr. Singleton, he's going to be missed. And so we're going to have a celebration of his life on the 14th.
Oh, that's great. I love those kind of people in our young educational lives. We also have recycling is soft restarting today, right?
Soft restart today. That's right. They're saying please make sure that whenever you do recycle, that you are recycling the appropriate items and that they are clean, because it is hard to get people to work in these recycling centers. They don't need to deal with your trash. They don't want, you know, that is so disrespectful to the whole process. If you're going to put trash in there, make sure that what you're putting into the recycling is recyclable.
No, I absolutely. Our contamination rates are ridiculous. Vicki Campbell from ECUA was saying the other day that it's 50% in our area. 50% non-recyclables in the recyclable. That's just outrageous. But I will be honest, absolutely. I don't really understand what a soft restart means. Does it mean like I only recycle cans? I mean, like, it's kind of a weird thing. Like, you just recycle. Just recycle and do it properly and everything will be fine. You've got a story about the Shatoma.
Well, if you just put in the right things that need to be in there.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Shatoma Fishing Rodeo? Wow. Let me tell you something. Dottie Radcliffe won the snapper division, and she caught this giant red snapper. And Dottie Radcliffe is a friend of mine, so I'd love to see her picture in there. And she was 19.2 pounds, so quite a large fish.
Okay. Wow, that's fantastic.
Yes, we have all the results from the Shatoma Fishing Rodeo in there, yes.
And we've got Juneteenth coming up. You've got a story about the Journey to Juneteenth Cruise, June 11th. So just all kinds of stuff in the paper, like always. Lisa Newell, she is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, comes out on Thursday, and we get a little taste, a little preview of what's in the paper before it comes out. Lisa, as always, thank you for covering the community, keeping us informed, and doing what you do. I appreciate it.
Oh, I love what you do, too. Aww. Right back at you, and I hope to see you in the breeze.
You bet. Candy now has traffic for you.
All right, another accident. This is I-10 eastbound on mile marker 7. Now, I'm not showing a giant backup right now, but maybe just a little slow. Certainly watch your emergency crews in that area. Three-car accident on Avalon, still tying things up on Avalon on I-10 westbound in Milton. It's on Avalon. The accident is right near the exit, so very slow southbound before that, as you can imagine. Crawling I-10 eastbound near 87 in Milton as they continue construction this morning. It is down to one lane starting at about mile marker 28. Fairfield and Dahar showing an accident, no roadblock. Old Quarryfield Road and Jackson showing an accident with a slight block, and that intersection is just tied up this morning. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, we talk about Christina Leavenworth all the time for all of the homes that she sells, like over 230 homes sold last year, which is amazing. And so if you're selling a home, selling it quickly, selling it often, not always, but many times above list price, you know, just really getting you the best price for your home. But the other side is she's great at helping you buy a home. Who better to help you navigate that challenging territory where you can feel a little bit like, you know, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what other people are going to bid. I don't know what the seller will actually accept. Well, she knows because she's a seller. Like, she knows how the sellers think. She knows what they're looking for. She knows what other people are going to bid and what the fair market value is for something. And she can really help you. And particularly, like, I think that one of the ways that she could really be of help, like, you wouldn't even know any better, but the first-time home buyer. Like, if you're renting right now and you're thinking about buying a home, call her. Oh, my goodness, call her. Like, I wish, going back in time, I wish we could have had her as our agent when we bought our very first home, because I just know all the things she does, handles all the details, makes sure it's right, treats you like you're buying, like, her house. Like, it's important to her that you're happy with it. So whether you're selling or you're buying, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, fantastic. 723-9158.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
Have you or someone you know been affected by breast cancer? A Unique Boutique is opening to give you a space to explore the vast array of supportive and comforting products to help ease pain, provide confidence, and work with any needs you might face while navigating through this journey. They specialize in mastectomy bras, breast forms, wigs, and comforting gifts such as mastectomy pillows, seat belt covers, and radiation creams. Visit them inside the Creighton Commons at 2620 Creighton Road, Suite 107.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
The best local resource that happens to be entertaining. News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
What was that?
I don't know. I was too busy talking to Big Nose.
I think it was Blessed Are the Cheesemakers.
What's so special about the cheesemakers?
Well, obviously, it's not meant to be taken literally. It refers to any manufacturers of dairy products.
Interesting news story out of Iran where they claim they've got a hypersonic missile. They claim. I can't tell you from any kind of personal experience whether they're telling the truth or not, but they have put out a release that they have got a hypersonic missile. It'll travel at 14,000 kilometers a second or kilometers an hour, I think is the, 15,000 kilometers an hour. They say it'll go Mach 14. So that's a lot faster than anything else. They're calling it the Fatah. And President Ibrahim Raisi, commander of Iran's elite Revolutionary Guard, came forward with the picture and the, okay. They say it can bypass the most advanced anti-ballistic missile systems of the United States and the Zionist regime, they mean Israel, including Israel's Iron Dome. So we'll see. That's concerning for sure. 437-1620, 437-1620. Did you see the, and all in another, like, maybe it's real story, I don't know. Did you see the pictures of the naked women in the forest at night? I don't know, kneeling at the carcass of a deer, maybe licking it, maybe eating some. Did you see the story?
No.
Yeah, there's this, basically, no, this is in British Columbia, so, you know, Canada. And basically this woman says they came across a deer carcass in her garden on her property, and she set up a camera because animals will sometimes feed on it, and she thought that would be an interesting thing to watch on camera. Well, sure enough, they did, but it wasn't animals. It was a couple of women who were wearing pretty, like, not much and nothing on top. And they came and knelt down wearing wigs in the middle of the night and were, like, licking a hoof or something. Anyway, they don't know what's going on here. They don't know whether it's, like, fake witches, some kind of a prank. They don't know. I looked at it and I thought, I don't know either. I don't even know if it's real, but that's just stuff going on in the world. Meanwhile, did you see the story? This is maybe from a week or so ago of the tourist who followed the GPS directions and drove right into the ocean at the harbor in Hawaii.
I get it.
She's just following the GPS. Oh, this is a little more resistance than I was expecting. Oh, I'm in the water. It's happened more than once.
I bet.
At this location.
I've seen it happen, yeah.
And my only takeaway from this is I understand that people can trust their GPS too much, and I understand that people don't trust their eyes, which they should. But I'm going to say it this way. What will the self-driving cars use to decide where to go? 437-1620. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, forecasters are now saying that the Canadian wildfire smoke in the Northeast could lift as soon as today. Air quality alerts have been posted all over after thick, hazy wildfire smoke created hazardous breathing conditions. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is in Washington, D.C. for his first official visit since taking office late last year. President Biden hosting Sunak for an official working visit at the White House today. The two leaders expected to discuss a range of issues. And the waters off the Southern California coast are getting pretty crowded with container ships waiting to be offloaded again. A labor showdown at the slowdown at the port of Los Angeles in the Long Beach has, it's created a situation a whole lot like it did back during COVID times. It's all being watched by the Biden administration so far. No word on any response.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Candy has traffic on the fives.
All right, this is brought to you by ECUA. Thanks so much, David. Very slow, 87 southbound. Actually, I'm sorry, 87 southbound is now clear, so you shouldn't have any problems. Not at the accident site earlier this morning. East Bay Boulevard in that area is now clear. Three-car accident, though, still tying things up in Milton. This is at Avalon exit on I-10 westbound. The accident itself is on Avalon near the exit, so it's very slow southbound, as you can imagine, in that area. Crawling on I-10 eastbound, still near 87 in Milton as they continue construction this morning. It's down to one lane starting at mile marker 28. Accident, no roadblock, Fairfield and DeHaar. Old Quarry Field and West Jackson showing an accident and very tied up at that intersection, but plenty of workarounds. I-10 eastbound in Pensacola at mile marker 7 showing an accident near the Pine Forest exit, but it doesn't look like it's tying things up, so it is off to the side. Brought to you by ECUA. It's traffic on the fives. Beginning July 1st, ECUA customers need to schedule a bulk waste pickup by calling customer service. You used to be able to just leave stuff out and they'd pick it up on trash day. You're going to have to go back to scheduling the bulk waste pickup. Find out more, ECUA.fl.gov. Traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. As we've been kind of reporting now for a little while, about an hour now, you've got news came in that Pat Robertson has passed away at the age of 93. No cause of death identified yet, but the CBN founder and candidate for president once upon a time, televangelist, and, somebody who brought a lot of legitimacy to the conservative Christian cause in this country. Also, a lot of controversy to that same cause. But sad day for a lot of Christians in this country. Also, this day in history, we had, the scene from History of the World? Okay. When, Moses comes down and he's, I bring you these 15. No, oh, 10 commandments.
10 commandments, right.
James Madison introduced the 12 the Bill of Rights, the 12 amendments right. to the Constitution that eventually became the 10. Mm-hmm. I don't think he had tablets or anything, but, that did happen. George Orwell's 1984 was published. And just a reminder, that is a warning, not a how-to. I feel like it's more being taken as a how-to these days. Interesting note out of England. Would you be willing to buy a castle? That's actually Scotland. Would you be willing to buy a castle, Candy, for £30,000? That's like 35 grand these days.
Yes.
Okay.
What do you do?
It doesn't cost you just 35 grand, though, as you would suspect. There's a catch. It's beautiful. It's got a tower and a great hall.
Tax, tag, and title.
Not the tax, tag, and title, but the refurbishing cost. Because the trust that owns it, the Bro Lodge Trust, wants you to spend a little more, $12 million, on the repairs.
Oh.
So, the price is not the price, right? This, by the way, I looked it up because I was curious. I just got on a lark and I was curious. It's 100 miles north of Scotland. It's halfway to Norway. I didn't know Scotland had island territories that far out of the mainland.
Oh, I'd never really thought about
it. But yeah, it's just this little tiny island, and there you can buy a castle if you want. Meanwhile,
I would get Christina Leavenworth on the horn.
Oh, yeah, no,
she'd be
the one to go for it,
yes,
for sure.
Yes, she would.
I do have a story out of Maryland. And it's a story that may not be as interesting to you as it is to me, but I'm going to tell it anyway. How high school pranks are a common thing? Students, seniors, when they're graduating, they do high school pranks.
Sure.
Maryland Mead High School, the students there put their building up for sale on Zillow for $42,000. Speaking of, good price for a building. This nice half-working jail, it's the high school, they called it a jail. This nice half-working jail is on sale for a steal. All 15 bathrooms come with sewage issues. There is a nice spacious kitchen and dining room with a private basketball court. What's more, the property comes with complimentary trash-scented air freshener and water issues. So apparently it's not a good condition high school, and this was their way of bringing it to the fore. I will say this. Nice.
Northview did the same thing.
I know. It's a pretty common thing. We did this when I was in high school, my graduating class.
Oh, yeah?
We did this. We stole, reappropriated about 100 real estate signs and put them in the lawn.
That's great.
And took out an ad in the Chicago Tribune.
Nice.
So I'm just going to say, if you're going to do it better.
Do it better.
David Wayne, what do you have coming up, sir?
They're running out of space in the Baldwin County Courthouse. We'll have more on that after Fox.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Flights into Philadelphia, Newark, New Jersey, and New York's LaGuardia Airport are on hold. There's low visibility from wildfire smoke from Canada.
It is ridiculous. This is not normal air for us to be breathing in.
She's in New York. It's a second day of air quality alerts from the Midwest to the Northeast to the Carolinas. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer cancels a vote to hold FBI Director Christopher Wray in contempt of Congress.
Comer's about-face comes after the FBI agreed to let all members of the Oversight Committee review that FBI document alleging then-Vice President Biden accepted a $5 million bribe. The top Democrat on the committee, Jamie Raskin, said the FBI already investigated the matter under then-Attorney General Bill Barr and found no wrongdoing, a point disputed by Barr, who tells Fox, quote, "We did not close anything."
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Washington. The religious broadcaster Pat Robertson died. He was 93. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. 82 degrees, partly cloudy right now in Pensacola. Baldwin County's courthouse starting to run out of space. Now, this as the county adds three new judges, two of which will be on the bench in the county by 2025. One of those judges will be dedicated solely to family law cases.
I just know that it's taking too long to get divorced, and having two dedicated judges that all they do is hear family law matters will streamline the process.
That is Circuit Court Judge Clark Stankowski. He tells NBC 15 those judges are very needed in Baldwin County, and it does, though, create a bit of a space crunch at the courthouse. Officials with the district attorney's office recently told the county commissioners in Baldwin County that they would give up their office space in the courthouse to make way for additional courtrooms, providing they could find new office space nearby. A committee currently being formed to review their options. The search continuing for a new city manager in Milton. Current manager Randy Jorgensen retires at the end of the summer. City council members are going to be cutting down the list of possible candidates at a special meeting next week. Former Gulf Breeze city manager Buzz Eddy's been helping out with the search.
I understand that he's working hard to vet these applications so that we have a way to figure out the best choices on how to interview, because when you have a lot of applicants, we can't interview every single applicant.
And that is Mayor Heather Lindsay. She says they're narrowing down that list from 43 to just over a dozen. Special meeting being held next week. They'll vote on moving to the interview phase of the search process. Then there's only one in-house candidate, and that's current Economic Development Director Ed Spears. A 22-year-old Pensacola man will spend the rest of his life in prison after a fatal shooting at the Forest Creek Apartments just over 2 years ago. Trenton Newkirk was found guilty on second-degree murder charges for the death of Jeffrey Kennel Jr. He was 16 when he was shot and killed on the night of December 29th, 2020. Newkirk, prosecutors say, shot Kennel 12 times while standing outside his apartment. Newkirk and another man, Isaiah Sims, were seen following Kennel before that shooting. The state attorney's office dropped the charges against Sims, saying they couldn't prosecute beyond a reasonable doubt. A local chapter of the Moms for Liberty organization fighting back at the label given to them by the Southern Poverty Law Center earlier this week. Moms for Liberty was one of several organizations added to the list of extremist groups. The Southern Poverty Law Center says they use right-wing hysteria to get books pulled from schools. Maria Calkins chairs the Santa Rosa County chapter and says they do not have a political agenda.
We want, when we send our children to schools, we want them to learn math, to read and write, and not be sexualized, not be exposed to those damaging materials.
Calkins tells Channel 3 they're leading the effort to get rid of inappropriate books in Santa Rosa County schools. And it is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Candy, what are you seeing?
It's brought to you by Fresh from Florida, and watching 87 has been cleared, but there's a bad accident this morning. We've been watching that all morning. It looks like that is clear now. We are still watching Avalon, very, very backed up. Three-car accident at the exit on I-10 westbound. Now, the accident itself is on Avalon near the exit, so very slow southbound, as you can imagine. Crawling on I-10 eastbound near 87 in Milton, also because it's down to one lane. They're doing construction there. Fairfield and DeHaar showing an accident. No roadblock. Old Quarry Field Road in Jackson, I think that's close to being cleaned up. That intersection is busy this morning, or blocked a little bit, but moving around to the side, and plenty of workarounds. I-10 eastbound mile marker 7 showing an accident, but not showing any slowdowns right now. Certainly, if you have a traffic tip, you can can text it in. Shoppers, local farmers want to let you know that Florida watermelon's in season right now. Learn more at followfreshfromflorida.com with the Florida Department of Agriculture. Again, text in your traffic tips, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, Candy. 82 right now, mostly sunny in Pensacola. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms will be possible through the afternoon today. 50% chance of rain overall with a high near 90 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping into the upper 60s, low 70s. We're going to be seeing our summertime pattern continue for Friday. With isolated showers and thunderstorms possible in the afternoon. Temperatures upper 80s, low 90s, overnight 60s and 70s. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Again, 82 in Pensacola and Gulf Breeze. A few degrees cooler, 80 in Milton.
Hey, have you heard about the new Charter Academy at Pensacola State College?
No, what's so special about it?
Well, you can earn your high school diploma, transferable college credits, and an associate's degree all at the same time, and it's completely free. But hurry, because they're enrolling 11th and 12th graders now for August classes.
Wow, how do I get enrolled?
Hi, I'm Karen McCabe, the principal at the Charter Academy. Give me a call, 484-2366, and visit us on the website, charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Your money now. The market, not a big change this morning. The Dow up 31.20 at 33,696.22. S&P 500 up 369 at 42,71.21. NASDAQ up 29.10 at 13,134.99 this morning. Our 10-year bond rate just slightly down at 3.76%. Gold prices up $1,560 today at $1,974. Silver prices also up a little bit at $2,407. President Biden vetoing a measure that would have overturned his plan to assist with student debt. That proposal would impact 40 million borrowers, giving $10,000 in loan forgiveness to those that make under $125,000 a year. It now heads to the Supreme Court, where a conservative majority is expected to be against it. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says more bank consolidation is possible in the U.S. She did an interview with CNBC. Yellen said she wouldn't be surprised to see further consolidation among small banks in the small banks, as some are experiencing pressure on their earnings. And there might be ads coming to Amazon Prime Video soon. Let's hope not. The Wall Street Journal reports that the tech giant is considering an ad-supported tier for its streaming platform. The discussions come as Amazon has laid off tens of thousands of workers recently. Prime Video, currently available to customers that pay $14.99 a month for a Prime membership. It is 8:39. Your next news at 9. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, Candy, I'm going to take you back to those thrilling days of yesteryear, just a few short months ago when you were in grade school.
Right.
Okay. Or perhaps junior high.
Yes.
And I want you to think to yourself, it's, of course, we're summer now, but, you know, imagine school year, and you've got the sickies. You got the sniffles, you got the flu, you got the whatever, you know, so you're staying home. Okay? You're staying home, You're laying there in the presumably living room on the couch. You know,
that perhaps would be accurate. Sure.
Perhaps, you know, because that's where, you know, mom can take care of you if need be. And you know, you're sipping your soup, your hot tea, your whatever you're doing.
Drinking your ginger ale. Drinking your ginger ale.
That's right. Saltines. That's exactly right. Verner's, by the way, not ginger ale, but fair enough. Fair enough. So, I don't want to get derailed on that. On the television, what are you watching?
Brady Bunch.
4-3-7-16-20 That's that combined phone number. Let's try every other. 4-3-7-16-20
There you are.
All right.
Yeah, you can text in your answers. Yeah, no, I've always watched Brady Bunch. I got to meet Greg Brady, the guy that came that played Greg Brady.
Yeah, yeah,
I can't
yeah.
think of his name off the top of my head, but he was in town to fly with the Blue Angels, and I could not even talk to him. I was just like, ugh, and our traffic director
you're
at the station.
You're my team crunch. You're my team
right.
crush. I
and
need
they
to-
went to go see, right, I couldn't even talk to him, and he's like, hey, do you want to drive me back to my hotel? Not like a hey, baby.
Just
okay.
like, do you need help?
But I was like, I can't, and I cried, and Paula Peterson, the traffic director, did, and then they went to dinner, and then they went to go see The Perfect Storm in a movie, and I was like, not
that could have been my life.
Yeah, like you stole my dream date with Greg Brady.
Now forever pining in, you know, recriminations.
But always the Brady Bunch.
Always the Brady
on
Bunch.
TBS.
All right. Yeah. 4-3-7-16-20 It's so funny. You knew exactly what I was asking before I even asked.
Oh,
I love
man.
That.
I always had Brady Bunch on.
Oh, that's great. Okay, so we're getting some texts in here. 4-3-7-16-20 What was your watching on TV when you're homesick from school when you were a kid? Which for most of us was like a year or two ago, right? That's just, you know, yeah. recent memory, right?
Absolutely.
So somebody else texted in, very first thing says Brady Bunch. Brady Bunch is the answer. That's so funny. So you got Brady Bunch buddies.
Oh, man.
You guys could have invested in the house.
We need to start a club.
Somebody here says the Waltons. Oh, that's good. All right. Yeah, that's I was thinking about this. I have a clear, obvious first answer, and then I have a couple of also-rans. So I'll tell you my clear, obvious first answer here in just a second. 4-3-7-16-20 Oh, the Monkees.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man.
Man, that was a great show. Same thing happened with Davy Jones, except...
Uh-oh.
Okay. No, it's same mistake. I know.
He was here for the Blue Angels?
He was in town.
And then he
went
out with somebody else's friend?
No.
Okay.
He played the band shell on Quiet Water Beach, and I was like, oh, my God. And I couldn't wait to talk to him, and I freaked out again and couldn't talk. And then as he left, I went, I love you, Davy Jones. And he thought I was making fun of him.
Oh, no.
And he cussed at me. And then I stole the breakfast that they got for him. And they made me throw it away after it molded. I know. I have stories with all of the 60s hits.
You do.
And
you,
70s
you
hits.
You have all the stories with all the stars.
That's right. And those are my two.
Let's see. Somebody here says the Little Rascals. Oh yeah. Nice. Nice. This is an
so
interesting
I bet
one.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Did you?
No.
At 80?
No.
Okay. So this is an interesting one. I used to watch Indiana Jones and Raiders of the Lost Ark on Laserdisc on repeat.
Hey, when
you could do that.
Cool.
Nice one. They gave us a second answer. Scrambled porn on the satellite dish.
Oh,
the things kids do, you know, but it was scrambled. I mean, that was the point, right? My mother's rule was if I was too sick to go to school, I was too sick to watch TV. That's true. What? No, I'm sorry. I know this person and your mom. I actually know your mom. She's fantastic. She's probably listening. I can't believe I said that out loud. I had to stay in bed, not even allowed to read. Oh.
Oh, man.
Oh, we have to have words with this person. So that's funny. Somebody here says General Hospital, Luke and Laura. Okay, there you go. Oh, The Price is Right. Yes.
Because
that was
time
every
that came
time.
On at 10.
Of course. Right.
Every
on a 10.
Morning.
That's exactly
that's right.
4-3-7-16-20 Of course, the actual one with Bob Barker, not any of this other nonsense. Gilligan's Island, good call. Yes most definitely. Same. A TV show during the middle of the day. Oh, Wild Wild West.
Have that's you ever seen that?
That's the TV show, the good one, not the terrible movie that they made with Will Smith and Salma Hayek.
That wasn't the worst, but yeah, the scene changes in that are really cool.
Oh no,
I
they're
love
fantastic,
Wild, Wild West,
and that's
yeah.
and that one. If you watch, that's like a creepy show, kind of. It's like
it
you know, all these weird conspiracy plots and make believe and cults and things like that. That's a fascinating show. No, that's a really good show. Knight Rider. Oh, nice. Get Smart. I don't have any of the theme music brought up here. You know, get the shoe phone. Call me in. Text me on your shoe phone if you like. I Dream of Jeannie, good one. Grizzly Adams, good one. Dragon Ball Z. This is obviously an older person. we get young listeners too. I love that. Mary Hartman was my crack. I was a twisted fifth grader. That's funny. Oh, I Love Lucy. Yes, daytime I Love Lucy for sure. The Mertzes are coming over. No. Eat the chocolate. Charlie's Angels, Brady Bunch, Dick Van Dyke, Mary Tyler Moore, Price is Right, Partridge Family. I was a TV junkie. my people. And then what's this? The Beachcombers.
The Beachcombers. Oh my God, I haven't heard that name. It's a Canadian TV show.
I feel like I grew up with it.
CJOH. It was a bunch of people that. Well, yeah, you lived in Detroit, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I bet it would have come across in the Canadian broadcasting stations. I loved the Beachcombers. I wanted to grow up and marry one. I did. They all wore sweaters and. I love the Beachcombers.
Speed Racer and the Three Stooges. At the same time. Anyway, Chips, of course. Bewitched, of course. Yeah. And I'll tell you mine.
I have
this weird memory. And I'll tell you what mine was. Okay? It's none of these. See how I haven't stolen it from you. That's good. I don't know how, and I swear I didn't do this on purpose, but through some God loves me beautiful luck of the universe fact, I managed to always get sick during Godzilla week.
Oh, that's great.
So I would be able to watch all the Godzilla movies and like Ultraman and stuff like that. That was my, like, you know, oh, thank God, Werner's and saltines and chicken noodle soup from Campbell's and Godzilla movies. So that was my happy time. 437-1620 Candy's got traffic on the fives.
This is brought to you by Gulf Breeze News. That's your community newspaper. And it looks like, okay, Avalon has been cleared, but there's another accident in Milton at Avalon. It was very backed up southbound. It's not backed up now, but this accident is Avalon at the I-10 eastbound exit. But it's been moved off to the side, not showing any slowdowns at the interchange. And again, Avalon is clear southbound now. Still crawling, though, I-10 eastbound near 87th in Milton as they're doing construction this morning. It's down to one lane, starting at about mile marker 28, and that's where that slowdown is. I-10 eastbound, mile marker 7, showing an accident, but not showing a slowdown this morning. If you have traffic tips, text them in, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I find myself still stuck on this. If you're too sick to go to school, you're too sick to watch TV. Like, I can't wrap my brain around like that. When you're sick,
I'm sure my mother said that to me,
that's
too.
That's all you're up for doing is, you know, you probably can't even read because your head hurts, but you can sit there sideways watching the sideways TV because you're laying down and you're just trying to watch it a little bit and fall asleep or whatever. So,
you know how I talk a lot?
I hadn't noticed.
Shut up. Okay, but no, when I was like 3 or 4, like my parents got me a little black and white TV, so I've always had a TV in my room, and I think that was to... Okay, Candy.
Yeah. Okay. Hey.
Okay. Hey, why don't you go watch TV?
Well, okay. That was the Candy era equivalent of a tablet.
I'm sure that my parents were great. And they would have loved everybody, despite your Protestant.
Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors, great selection, good quality used cars, a year, 2, 3 years old, you know, good prices. And here's the thing I sometimes ask is like, do you love your car? Because you should. I mean, you spend an awful lot of time in your car. Now, what happens is, you know, every car kind of goes through the phases. In the beginning, you love it, and then you like it, and then you don't think much about it, and then you put up with it, and then, I can't believe I'm driving this. You know, right, that's kind of where, well, if you're in either the latter two, that's time to look for something better, because you should be happy driving your car. You should enjoy it. You spend a lot of time in it, and it's a pretty key part of your life. You ought to not at least dislike the experience. So go to Frontier and drive 5 or 6. See what they've got and find out that, oh, really? That, you know, and then you can find a car that you can love again. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind that big buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Let's be honest. Nobody likes taxes, but they are necessary to maintain roads, support schools, and fund public services. Wouldn't it be great if someone else paid our taxes for us? In Escambia County, they do. The millions who visit here spend over $1 billion each year. The taxes they pay lower the tax burden for locals. Visitor spending supports over 22,000 jobs, providing $638 million in local wages. Sure, being a tourism destination means we might have to wait a little longer for a restaurant table or park a little farther to get to our favorite shops. But it's a small price to pay when you consider the contributions those temporary visitors make to our permanent slice of paradise. So keep on welcoming visitors with our famous Southern hospitality and invite your friends and family to visit, because tourism works for all residents and businesses in Escambia County. This message brought to you by Visit Pensacola.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today, like Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors, part of our tractor lineup rated number one in durability and owner experience, Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Bring home select BX Series equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 72 months, plus save up to $800 now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more details.
Visit the friendly folks at Coastal Machinery, now with 40 years in business, locations in Pensacola and Crestview.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. If you need new windows or doors for your home, heads up. This message is for you. New South is having a one-day factory sale this Saturday only in our factory showroom. 40% off high-performance award-winning windows, 40% off energy-efficient windows and patio doors, 40% off our factory direct products installed. Bring in your measurements for on-the-spot pricing or call today. One day only, this Saturday from 9 till 4. Please visit us at newsouthwindow.com.
Free grill with every purchase at the factory showroom this Saturday only.
Veris Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at verishp.com. Veris Health Partners.
We're committed to providing you with the latest and most accurate information during hurricane season. So tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest updates and stay safe.
My husband is not a good recycler, so you know what I tell him? Honey, just put everything in the garbage can. So that's what I'm going to tell anybody in this room tonight. If you don't know how to recycle and you don't want to recycle right, do me a favor and throw it in the garbage can.
That's Vicki Campbell, District 1 ECUA representative, good friend. She's delightful. I love that, you know, she's the ECUA person, and she's like, my husband cannot figure this out, so I just tell him, throw it in the trash. Better to throw it in the trash than to throw it in the recycling and ruin the recycling, right? And she's exactly right about that, because contamination is a big deal as ECUA is soft coming back online, right?
Recycle contamination is the biggest problem in the United States of America right now. I read a story about Dallas yesterday, and they're having the same issues that we're having here. Escambia County and Pensacola have more contamination than anybody else we recycle for. Pensacola and Escambia County have more contamination than any place we recycle for. Over 50% of the stuff put in the recycle can is not recycled.
And then what happens is it's so contaminated that they have to put it in the dump anyway, and then pay the higher, much higher tipping fee, right? Because it's very expensive to put stuff in the dump. The whole purpose of the recycling is not necessarily to make money, although that was kind of a maybe we could, you know, with some of the materials like the aluminum cans and, you know, some of the plastic and the cardboard, kind of the easy primo sell it to China kind of recyclables, which aren't, you know, it's different these days. But anyway, at the very least, the point was whatever cost it takes to process this recycling and then find buyers for it, all told, we're at least not spending money putting it into the landfill. That's the idea. And, of course, you know, recycling it instead of just throwing it in the trash. 8:54 here on News Radio 92.3. So please, for the sake of us all, if you can't do it properly, just don't do it at all. And if you are willing to, then, you know, please do it the right way and check your list of things. You know, the Recycle Coach app is out there, and you can make sure that you know what can and cannot go in there. And a lot of people are confused about that. For example, you cannot put your, you know, pizza boxes with the grease on them. Cannot go in the recycling. So, for example, right? 437-1620. Oh, the Supreme Court justices have made their financial disclosures, except for Alito and Thomas have not. They have another 90 days. It's kind of like filing your taxes. You know, you can ask for an extension. Of course, Justice Thomas has come under a lot of scrutiny, mostly from the left, but, you know, some of these questions are fair to ask anyway, about some of the, you know, the gifts that he got from his friend Harlan Crow, super billionaire. And it is kind of interesting to look through the list of stuff that people got, like Ketanji Brown Jackson, one of the newest justices, well, the newest justice. Mm-hmm. She joined in June of last year. And one of the things...
It's been a year?
I know. Doesn't it seem like it just happened?
Yeah.
So she received a congratulatory floral arrangement from Oprah Winfrey, listed as a gift, $1,200. That's a lot of flowers. That's not just a box of roses,
yeah,
right?
Fresh but, flowers.
Yeah, but yeah, if Oprah's going to buy you flowers, she's not spending $30. And also some clothes that she wore in a Vogue photo shoot by Annie Leibovitz. $6,500.
That's something.
I'm going to go ahead and keep these. You know, right? Okay, well, fine. You know, that's no big deal. Five of the seven justices released on Wednesday reported that were reimbursed for travel last year because they'll go to speaking engagements. Justice Lena Kagan, one of the most frequent travelers of the court, New York, Chicago, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Toronto, and Philadelphia. Amy Coney Barrett also traveled quite a bit within the U.S. She spoke at the Reagan Presidential Foundation in Simi Valley, California, Big Sky Labor and Employment Institute in Big Sky, Montana, and went to Rome, where she addressed the American College of Trial Lawyers. Well, several of the justices, Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett, get money from teaching, so they have to disclose that. Sonia Sotomayor is kind of the interesting note here. She continues to sell books that she wrote, and she made $150,000 in royalties last year. $150,000 as an author. That's where the money is, that and the speaking engagements. Paid $2,200 for the right to adapt her book for theater. And then, like I said, the others were kind of, you know, we'll wait and see what Alito and Thomas disclose. By the way, in case you're curious, the salary for a Supreme Court justice. Do you know, Candy? I didn't know it exactly.
I don't know.
I knew the ballpark.
I'm guessing $200,000?
Little close, yeah, $274,000.
Oh, okay.
$274,200 for a justice, $286,700 for the chief justice. A little more because a little more responsibility.
Yeah, sure.
Traffic on the fives now. Candy.
All right. Looks like everything has been cleared for the most part. We were watching a bunch of accidents this morning, but I-10 eastbound mile marker 7 showing an accident. Watch for emergency crews on scene, but not a slowdown. I-10 eastbound still crawling, though, on near 87 in Milton as they continue construction. It's down to one lane that starts at about mile marker 28. Traffic tips, you can text them in, 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Very interesting survey of teachers across the country shows that, by the RAND Corporation, is that teachers are not all that concerned about gun violence.
They're not.
No, they only about 5% of teachers said gun violence was their largest safety concern. Bullying. Bullying is by far and away the thing that they are much more concerned about. 20%, one in five, thought that having guns, with teachers carrying guns, would make schools safer. 26% felt that it would neither enhance nor reduce safety. The news headline had been that half of teachers don't think firearms would make schools safer, but it's interesting to see some of the other ones. White teachers more likely than black teachers to feel that teachers carrying firearms would make them safer. Male in rural were the most likely to say they would personally carry a firearm if they were offered the opportunity of it. But yeah, 5% only thought that gun violence was the largest safety concern. I thought that was a fascinating. Oh, I did not expect to see that in this study. 8:58 on News Radio 92.3.
Future news.
Time for future news when Candy and I tell you what's going to happen before it happens. All right, we kind of have been talking about this today, but will the A-10, the Warthog, be, you know, kind of sent from our stockpiles over to help the Ukrainians fight against the Russians? It's an anti-tank weapon. I think it's a much better weapon than the F-16, personally. But, you know, I think that's a really good idea. Do you think that Rubio's suggestion to do that will happen?
I think so.
I think so, too. And my son would be angry at me if I didn't do this while I'm talking about the A-10. That's the gun.
Oh.
It's the most distinctive weapon in anywhere. Wow. Like, as soon as you hear it, you're like, oh, that's the guy. Wait, that is the gun. He's so happy that I played that. Will the city manager in Milton be a relatively easy process, or will there be drama and heated arguments and fights?
I know that they're going over stuff now, but I know that the council is getting it, arguments and
yeah,
stuff.
So. I think getting it down to 12 is not going to be that hard. Maybe getting it to 5 won't be that hard, but getting to 1 is going to be some bickering. It's because you just know. Because I would anticipate Ed Spears is probably going to be one of the finalists, and I know some of the people there are very against him, some are very for him, and I think some of the others is just... You know, when you get down to it, things don't run all that efficiently, so that's what I'm seeing.